Now, you know, you say this coat won't fit this year, but last year
it fitted. Might have gotten really heavy.
Yeah. You know how it was in things when you pick up some weight.
Yeah.
You say this year it won't fit, but last year
it fitted.
If you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them.
Make them stick up.
Yeah, like when you were going down to picking up a lot of nuts of some sort.
Picking up pecans and stuff. And
made them
puff out.
But,
don't you get outside?
Is that somebody here to visit you?
Yeah, excuse me a minute.
Okay.
The charity. He asked for my wife, and so he came in there and brought it, because he wouldn't support the other kind of Asian was supposed to bring it, but he took it on himself, and he had just drove that afternoon, and he drove back to Lafayette that night, and then back to Baton Rouge. I don't see the tag, but he didn't talk to her since that happened.
And brought your boy back.
Yeah, he brought him back to Lafayette to the hospital. And then was the beatenest thing about it, you know, my boy went for caretaker. They pay him. Each kid got to pay a baby $3. They had someone take care of his. Like my boy too, but he was going for caretaker, but he had to put $3 up for someone to take care of his care. And I don't know how many animals they had, but he went. And he told him he didn't have to worry about going back to show his animal in the saddle, because he was going to have someone to show it for him. But my brother-in-law took him back over there, and they were supposed to, they went to Thursday, they were supposed to come back to Tuesday. And you know, they sent his check for caretaking. They said that they felt that he deserved it, because it wouldn't have been for that, he would have been there to have to take care of the animal. And then he had made an exception for my boy. Them kids were supposed to go there until they were 14 years old. And he let him went when he was 12. For caretaker.
Yeah, but your son, the size he is, he looked like a kid about 14 or 15 years old.
And you know, he was the only black boy in the group.
Yeah? How old is your son now?
14.
Is that old?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, my daughter and him, you know, they graduated together
from the Gondola.
Yeah, and we did up in Crawley, and they was about the two biggest kids. And now I think she a little bigger than him.
Huh? Oh,
you ought to see her. Oh boy, I tease her all the time. She always every time she get back in the evening, she sit down a little while. She go eat a bite and that she go lay down and sleep. So I said, Virginia, why are you sleeping so much? Dad, I be tired. Oh, come on. I said, you're too big already. I said, you should get out in the yard and go hold a flower or eat a mortar yard. Do something. Because I said, after a while, the boy's going to say, I don't want to. She too fat. Why she get mad?
But he get out there eating wet. And the baby girl, she likes that. She likes to eat, boy.
Yeah.
Ooh. And he weigh about 190 pounds.
Yes, indeed. That's a big guy, so young as he is.
Yeah. Uncle Davis was there one day. He wanted to play football. He had started to play football, but he got that feel that he's going to have a champion care. He got that in Lake Charles.
Uh-huh.
He started to feel that he's going to show a champion care before he finished showing. And you know it come close.
Yeah.
He was second in his class.
Yeah.
And all the other boy had to do was the one that beat him. If he'd have beat the other calf, he'd had a chance to go in there for reserve.
Yeah.
You better get that.
And that's what he got in his mind now. He, other than that, he would have played football.
Yeah.
But now he didn't change his mind. He wanted to show a champion calf before he finished school.
Well, he's going to wait all around.
I was surprised here. I used to go see about, take my dad to go see about his calf and stuff, mm-hmm. You know, about.
Mm-hmm.
He went. I then looked at one. And him and the fella told him to pick out everything he wanted. He had told him, he said, if you could come out and chap it, he said, if I die or something, he said, you can go in my pastor. He said, I'm going to leave permission with my wife, and that's Hillman Miller, and with George. You can take any care if you want, my pastor. I ain't going to cost you a penny.
Mm-hmm.